And hello, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball on this July 4th as we celebrate Independence Day. We'll have a lot more to talk about that day and what it means as the show goes on today. But wherever you are, I hope you're having a good day today as we get ready for the wrap-up of this four-game series between the San Francisco Giants and the Arizona Diamondbacks down in Chase Field in Arizona. Well, the Giants enter play today still in first place over the Los Angeles Dodgers, but this morning the Dodgers had that 8 a.m. start, that we've done that before, in Washington, and they ended up beating the Nationals today 5-1. So as play starts tonight, the two teams, the Giants and Dodgers, are tied for first place. San Diego was 4.5 back, and I think that game is about over with the Phillies and the Padres 11-1. Snell is back. Nate Snell is back, and Machado, a couple of home runs there. So San Diego closes to four games back of the Giants, six in the loss column. So the Giants last night, good things happened, but boy, it was not simple last night. I know a lot of the fan base on Twitter and all the text messages and things like that, people were very nervous last night, but the Giants end up winning the game on a mammoth home run by Austin Slater in the eighth inning last night, 6-5. They've now won two straight. Arizona's lost 6 of 7. And Arizona moves to 23-62. My goodness. Giants are 16-3 against Arizona, 8-1 this year, 13-5 in Arizona, and they still have games to go. There'll be 19 games between these two teams. You got this one today, 6 during the tough month of August, and 3 in the penultimate series. It's the Diamondbacks and Padres in the last series at home for the Giants in September. Giants are in good shape right now. As we go through this show today, we've got so much to do today and this celebration. Of course, we've got tomorrow the Cardinals come in. We'll be back with the 11 a.m. tomorrow. But for the Giants, they're in good shape. They're in really good shape on this July the 4th, and it's one of the markers of the baseball season. And if you look at the worst-case scenario, the second wild card, well, Cincinnati won today 3-2 over the Cubs. Cincinnati's in second place in the National League Central. They're 3 games over 500. The Giants are 22 games over 500. And they have a 9.5 game lead for the second wild card on July the 4th. That's pretty good, as Larry David would say. So the Giants are in good shape here July 4th. They just have to take care of their pitching, their injuries, and continue to play the kind of ball that they're capable of playing. Pitching-wise, they haven't pitched great lately out of the starters, but the bullpen, fabulous. Last night, in relief of Sammy Long, who was all over the place, Sammy Long was gone after 4 innings, 5 innings, 3 hits, no runs, a walk, and 7 strikeouts for the bullpen last night. Another fabulous job by the bullpen last night. Yastrzemski, a home run number 12. And how about Estrada? The 2-3 batters last night, Estrada and Yaz, 2 for 6, 3 runs, 2 RBIs, and 4 walks between them. How about that? Giants still rely on the long ball, and the long ball by Slater last night gave them the 2 runs to win the game, 52.8% of their runs on home runs. At some point, they've got to figure out other ways to score runs. But McGee got the save. As I say, Long was a little erratic. Jalen Davis had a nice catch. 13 left on base. Runners in scoring position, 2 for 14. That has been the story of about the last week of Giants baseball. With all that, though, they're tied with the Dodgers as play starts tonight for first in the National League West. Anthony DeSclafani on the hill for the Giants in this one. He's 8-3 with a .291 earned run average. He's seen Arizona once already. 5 innings, 5 hits, a couple of runs, no walks, 5 strikeouts. The other side today is a lefty, and this will be a challenge for the Giants against lefties because probably Lamont Wade is out of the lineup. Crawford maybe a day off today, and it may neutralize a little bit of Yastrzemski and certainly Dickerson. So a lefty, Caleb Smith, for Arizona today, 29 years old. He's a former Marlin. His whip is 1.27. And let me say this, 6 starts in June for him, 31 innings, 20 hits, 10 runs, pretty good, 4 homers, 17 walks, and 35 strikeouts. So Not bad for Caleb Smith. We'll see how long he goes because you want to get into that Arizona bullpen. We've got our first contest of the year going on, and the response has been terrific. Guess the score of today's game between the Giants and Arizona. Tweet it into @BaseballMarty, and Raf is monitoring this as well. And Raf will pick out a winner if there are ties. Give me the score of today's game, and the winner gets a dinner for two at Original Joe's, whether it's Westlake, North Beach, or out of West Portal. So our first contest in a long time, and the response has been really good. All right, it is Independence Day. Let's bring in the big righty, Bill Lasky. How are you?
Good afternoon, Marty. Happy 4th of July to you and all the listeners. And on the peninsula, the barbecues are off and running, Marty, and the smell and the aroma is coming through my house, and I'm getting hungry already.
I love it. Okay, you're not Joey Chestnut now. You're not going to eat
I don't do the hot dogs. I'll do some tri-tip or some burgers, but I'm not going to eat 35 or how many hot dogs he ate in 3 or 4 minutes today. That's a little bit too much for me.
76, according
Woo!
To Raf.
No, thank you.
So what do you think? You heard my open today.
Sure.
Giants in really good shape. Big win last night. Slater, the huge home run. He's been in a terrible slump. What was your take of last night's game with Sammy Long?
Sammy Long struggled, no doubt about it. He had a 1-2-3 inning in the second inning, struggled right out of the box, giving up a couple base hits, got out of it with a couple strikeouts, but he was erratic. He didn't have a good rhythm going. Fastball was behind. He was behind the count. He only had 11 first-pitch strikes out of 21 hitters. He struck out six, but in those six, you know, a lot of call strikeouts with the curveball. He got behind, like I said, and then he started throwing some center cut fastballs. And, of course, Ahmed hit the one on a 3-1 pitch out to right field. Mm. He was not a Sammy Long that I was expecting to see yesterday. And when you're behind hitters and you're trying to cut a fastball and you're hitting center cut and you end up chasing behind third and behind home. And, you know, 4 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs. And he had a lead, Marty. He had a 4-0 lead and he lost the lead. And that was a tough third and fourth inning for him.
Are you a little worried about him and his spot in the rotation? I know Logan Webb at some point will come back. But, look, this is a kid. He only made his third major league start. Where do you see him going here? Is this something just mentally he's got to understand what it is to pitch in the big leagues?
I think that part of it and the confidence that he can get big league hitters out at times. When I said he got behind 2-0, 3-0, challenge the hitters. You got good defense behind you, even though yesterday was a sloppy day on defense. He's a major league pitcher. I just think the more he gets out there, repetition, we keep talking about it, the confidence building, and try to get 5 or 6 innings in. And the last couple of times he struggled, and the guy ball gets up. And you can't throw the ball up waist high. If you're going to get it up there, get it up high enough where they swing through it. And you saw Caselli several times with the glove in one spot, and he threw it to another spot. And I think that shows me a lot of his confidence of trying to get the ball in. He doesn't want to get it, and he goes out. Or a breaking ball on a 2-2 pitch, he can't throw it for a strike.
Mm-hmm.
These things are all learning curves. Every pitcher goes through it. And you said it. He's only had 3 starts in the big leagues, but yet he's learning. And those things you learn fast. But another thing, Logan Webb, he's out to 45 pitches on his next start rehab, and I think that's the guy they're gearing up to get in that spot.
Yeah, what do you think about today? Now, we have a different example today. We've got the veteran today, 31 years old, 132nd Major League start. He's 8-3. He's been terrific. He really has. Gausman is the ace, but this guy is very close to him, Anthony DeSclafani. What do you think about him today, Bill?
Well, I think he's got to go out there and get ahead of hitters. You got to get some length out of him today. The bullpen's not really taxed. A lot of guys throwing 1 inning here, 1 inning there, but it'd be nice to get 6-7 innings out of him. His last 7-inning start was against the Angels. He threw the ball real well, 3 hits. And then against the Dodgers, again, he gave up runs early in that game. When you look at the 2 bad starts he's had, both against the Dodgers. But other than that, he's pitched really well against the National League as well as the American League. So I'm looking for him. him to get out there. Most likely Buster's going to be in the lineup. We don't see the lineup yet, but get out there, establish strike one. He's got a good sinker. Get that ball running. The Arizona Diamondbacks are throwing every lefty they can find out there in the lineup today. So he's just got to really stay on the corners, mix his speeds, and I think just limit the damage. Don't let him get crooked runs. And if they can do that, I think the Giants will come out in a win tonight.
Yeah, well, we have our contest. Are you going to guess a score here for dinner?
I did. I gave it to Raph already. I said 12-1 Giants.
Wow.
I'm going with a blowout today.
Wow. Okay. All right. The Las Vegas number is 9. Okay. Very good.
Yeah, well, I keep saying blowout. I haven't won yet. So, you know what, Marty? I'm going to get a free dinner on you and Woodlake, and I'm off on a 12-1 win. Sorry, Westlake.
Yeah, no, we're glad to have you out there, believe me. So, lefties 245 with 8 of the 11 homers. Righties, listen to this, Bill, 164 with only 3, so maybe a little bit of a difference there. All Arizona has are lefties. That's all they got. So I guess you throw lefties at Anthony DeSclafani, even though the splits are different.
Yeah, you know, it's just something like we talked about it yesterday with all the lefties against Long, and you said it, there's not too many righties on their bench, so they have to go out there, especially against right-handers. The majority of starters are right-handers, and I think that's what they're gearing their lineup for. Caleb Smith, I mean, he's a four-pitch pitcher, fastball, slider, changeup, and a little curveball, and he works the corners. He doesn't throw real hard, 92, spots the ball well. But this guy's going to give him a little trouble. He's just got a little over a three-pointer in run average. It should be a good game, but I just see the right-handers coming out today and establishing early runs and continue to build it.
All right, 12-1 at Baseball Marty. That's where you send in the guess for the score today. Righties 194 with 6 of 7 homers off Caleb Smith. Lefties 238. So some reverse splits for him, too. Boy, it's going to be interesting. You've got a great interview coming up. Ron Wotus is a little later in the show in this first hour, but you've got a really good one coming up. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Tim Fortuno. He's a scout, a big league scout. He scouted major leagues with the Mets. Now he's with Tampa Bay, played a little bit in the big leagues. He's a left-hand pitcher with the Angels, Reds, and White Sox. Got to catch up with him. And I knew Tim when I was doing the Rivercat games. I used to see him up in the press box. And we talk baseball all the time, a very intelligent man, and he knows the game. He's old school like us, Marty. He doesn't go with all the analytics. He wants to see and gauge what he sees out of his eyes, and I really like that.
That's going to be interesting. He's another hair guy like you. He's got the hair.
Hey, I'm fine with gray hair, Marty. I'm happy with it.
I'm saying you got hair, but you know that's the key. But he's another hair guy. All right, this is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. It's a holiday. We'll talk about it. We've got a great show for you. So we'll take a break. Bill will be back with Tim Fortuno, Major League Scout for the Tampa Bay Rays. Good guy. More coming up. KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.